మాలాసుధాం కుంభ విబోధముద్ర విద్యావిరాజతకరవారిజాతాం అపార కారుణ్యసుధాంబురాశిం శ్రీ శారదాంబ ప్రణతోస్మి నిత్యం. సీకింగ్ ద బెనిడిక్షన్ ఆఫ్ జగన్మాత శారదా పరమేశ్వరి, ద డిపాజిటరీ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ కల్చర్ నాలెడ్జ్ ట్రెడిషన్ విజ్డమ్ ఆర్ట్ లెర్నింగ్ అండ్ ఫైన్ ఆర్ట్, ఐ బో టు హర్ అస్ ఐ కమెన్స్ మై అడ్రస్ టుడే. ఇట్ గివ్స్ మీ గ్రేట్ ప్లెజర్ టు వెల్కమ్ యూ ఆల్ టు దిస్ ప్లెసెంట్ అండ్ సాలమ్ ఫంక్షన్ ఆర్గనైజ్ దిస్ ఈవినింగ్ టు confer the 20th Shri Shanmukananda National Awards in Music for the year 2019. Time has indeed flown. It is as if a few years before we had commenced the journey of celebrating excellence in music through awards. In the Golden Jubilee year of the Sabha, at the onset of the new millennium, several major decisions were taken to fortify our efforts and strengthen the same in furthering the cause of fine arts in this country. And one of the major steps that we had taken during that time was the institution of plethora of awards, of which the prime award is the National Eminence Award and the Sangeetha Shiromani Awards, which are being conferred today. Over these years, countless number of maestros, mahavidwans, mahavidushis of our times have humbled the institution by spontaneously accepting the invitation and receiving these awards. The inaugural award was received by the Bhishma Pitamaha of Carnatic Music, Semangudi Srinivas Iyer. And it was in his company that we commenced the journey of Sangeetha Shiromani Awards when we had Sanjay Subramanyam, Niladri Kumar and Shruti Sadolikar Katkar receiving the inaugural Shiromani Awards in the presence of Semangudi Srinivas Iyer. Such was the blessings of the Mahavidwan of our times that Sanjay Subramanyam rose from a Shanmuga Shiromani Award to receive the Lifetime Contribution Award from this very institution in the year 2016. This journey of celebrating excellence through music continues. From times immemorial, fine arts have been patronized by royalty, courts of wisdom and kings. With the demise of royalty, it came on due to the sublimity and the divinity of the art form for temples and devasums to shoulder the responsibility and to encourage the artists and to organize their concerts in the sanctum sanctorums of the temples. With the democracy gaining currency, the need for an institutional framework to further the cause of fine arts and preserve and perpetuate this great virasat of this blessed land of ours arose. That is why countless number of sabhas and cultural institutions sprang up all across the country. And these institutions took unto themselves the task of encouraging artists to perform and realize the full potential in them. As one of the foremost institutions of fine arts in the country, we also took the same lead and had the several awards brought in to encourage all genres of music, all class of musicians, all age of musicians, so that they can do their very best in the onward journey of music for themselves that they've elected to have. This award in content and in form is no different from the awards that were given by the various institutions. But this award is unique in several other aspects which no other award carries with itself. Honor the old and teach the young, says an old Danish proverb. This is the only award platform where both the old are honored, the young are taught. In the company of the Mahavidwans, the young are also honored. And such are the blessings of the Mahavidwans of our times falling onto the young shoulders of the young ones who receive it, is certain to bode well for them in the years ahead, when sooner or later they will be able to reach the levels of the Mahavidwans or the Mahavidushis and one day come to the same Vyasapita and receive the highest award of this institution. That is the purpose and the intent of the award itself. Fine arts fosters a spiritual growth in human beings. The rishis of the yore have described the ultimate, the absolute, as Satyam, Shivam and Sundaram. A sage, because of the evolved soul that he is able to experience the beauty of the creation with his naked eye. But the vision of an artist is less expansive. He sees, perceives and enjoys the beauty of nature and the creation through patterns and sounds that he sees in the enviro. It is these patterns and sounds that goads him to sing And the joy that comes to him when he starts singing, experiencing these patterns and sounds, is what is called as Brahmananda Sodara. Arunagindranath says, Nada Bindu Kala Adi Namo Namo. The worship is for starting from Nadam to Kala. From Narada to Tumru, from Bharada to Jayadeva, from Purandaradasa to Anamacharya, to Surdas, Tulsidas and Kabir, and then to the Trinity of Music. Indian classical music has always chronicled, rhythmed the Hindu way of life. Indian classical music is distinguished from music the world over by the element of bhakti that is interwoven into it. It is the offering of the Kalakar at the lotus feet of the Lord. It is his offering for the gratitude of the Lord having given him both the vocal cord, the strength and the shariram to perform as a musician. This is what distinguishes this music from musics all across the world, all across genres, all across class, and even age and territories. The award this year also has several new elements which make it very unique. This is for the first time that the Sangeetha Sharoni Award is given to a boy whose grandfather had received the Lifetime Achievement Award from this institution. Pandit Ramnarayan received it in the year 2017 for his proficiency in Sarangi, and today his grandson Harsh Narayan is there to receive it. This is the first combination of grandfather-grandson, and I'm sure many such combinations will evolve over time as the journey of this award continues. There is something more significant this year. For the first time, we are giving a nomenclature to our award. Over these last 19 years, the award had only seen a generic title being given to the awardees. Over these years, with passage of time, 21 Mahavidwans and Mahavidushis and 55 young and promising artists were decorated with the Sangeetha Shiromani Awards. For the first time this year, we begin a detour from the main journey and have nomenclatured the Lifetime Contribution Award as Sangeetha Kala Vibhushan, Sangeetha Kala Vibhushan. Simple as it sounds, Sangeetha Kala Vibhushan, let me spend some time to tell you what does this convey. The word fine arts in English is termed in Sanskrit as Kala. This compound or sandhi can be split into Ka and La. Ka is Sukha, Sukha Pramukham Iti, the inner bliss that is there, and that is the Brahman itself. La is Lati, Lati Prakatayati Iti, the one that manifests. So Kala is the one that manifests the inner beauty or the Brahman in every creation, be it animate or otherwise. Whether it is Kala in Sanskrit or in the Devanagari and the derivatives of Devanagari in Kannada, Telugu, Marathi, and even in French it is called as Kala, and Kalai in Tamil, all connote the same root, the derivative of culture. Take the case of a sculptor. He chisels a hard, uneven, unshaped rock, and out of that he makes an idol. He keeps the idol in the temple, in the sanctum of the temple, worships the same, only to be followed by kings, ministers, courts of justice, seers, and ordinary people alike. So this Kala, the Murti Kala, the Shilpa Kala, brings out divinity in an inanimate object, an inert object, non-living object, like a hard mass of rock. The old Sangam literature refers to 64 64 Kalegal. But the Kala that we all know, conventionally, ordinarily, the Murti Kala, the Shilpa Kala, and the Sangeetha Kala. The Sangeetha Kala goes one step ahead of these Kalas. It is the one that brings out the divinity. not only in human beings, but also in other beings like animals. Even animals respond to music. And the Brahman in those animals also lift themselves up and manifest to this great virasat of this land. That is why Sangeeta Kala becomes very important. And Vibhushan, the highest ornament of that Kala, the Sangeeta Kala, is Sangeeta Kala Vibhushan. So however simple as it may look, this is the greatness of the coinage, that this is the award that is being given, the highest that can ever be looked at, as far as music is concerned, to be given across to the practitioners of the art who have elevated not only the art, the instrument, and the whole world of music. This year the award is also special because the award is being given in two genres of music, two classes of music, which have never been brought into the Lifetime Achievement Award in the past. The first is the Carnatic percussion, Mridangam, and the second is the Sangeeta Harikatha. Both of them are being brought in for the first time to be given the Sangeeta Kala Vibhushan. And Mridangam, the word Mridangam, as you all know, traces its origin to Lord Nandi, Nandi who is over there, who plays the Mridangam to the Shivatandavam of the Lord. That is why this instrument is also called as Devavadyam. Yeah, the word Mridangam itself means, Mri means earth, Angam means body. The construction of an instrument, the body of which is made up of hardened clay or earth, that is Mridangam. That's how Mridangam began its journey as an instrument. And in later years and in contemporary times, it is made of wood from jackfruit tree that makes that nadam that comes out of it that you and I enjoy all through the year. It was only during the 20th century that Mridangam reached dizzy heights, and the practitioners of art took it to such levels that it became central to and formed part of the classical Carnatic music. Payani Subramanyam Pillai, Palakkad Maniyayyar, and C.S. Murugabhupathi, often referred to as the Trinity of Mridangam, played it so well over their concerts in their lifetime that they elevated the instrument itself. And in that rich tradition, in that lineage of these great maestros, comes Padma Vibhushan, Dr. Umayalavaram K. Sivaraman. Today, the instrument is synonymous with Sivaraman, or Sivaraman is synonymous with the instrument. Both have lost their identity and merged themselves into the art. He, as a practitioner, the instrument, as the one that promotes the practice, have evolved themselves into one for the world of music. Over the last 7 decades and more, he has sacrificed, he has given his life for furthering the cause of percussion in this country, and more particularly in the field of Carnatic music. In fact, in honoring him, we are honoring ourselves. In honoring him, we are honoring the art, we are honoring the instrument, Mridangam, and we are indeed blessed and fortunate that the inaugural award in Sangeeta Kala Vibhushan is being conferred on him. And I'm sure this award will be as much valuable to him as the Padma Vibhushan that the government of India had given to him. Sangeeta Harikatha owes its origin to ancient Vedic times. What is peculiar about Sangeeta Harikatha is that it has different flavors in different parts of the country. The Thanjavur style, to which Kalyanavaram Aravamudacharyar belongs to, has the rich flavor of the ancient Tamil language and Marathi that the Peshwa rulers of Thanjavur gave unto us. The greatest practitioner of this art in this century, the greatest exponent of Sangeetam, Harikatha, erudition, scholarship, the Vidwat that has gone into the storytelling art that Kalyanapuram Aravamudacharyar has given to us, I think we are not only blessed, greatly blessed, to confer the Sangeeta Kala Vibhushan on him. It is strange coincidence, a coincidence that one could not believe, that on this very day, his guru, his guide, preceptor, M.B.R. Vijayaraghavacharya was born. If you can spare a thought for M.B.R., I think if Sangeetha Harikatha has come to this level, that there are more practitioners of this art today and it is no longer a dying art, it is thanks to M.B.R. Vijayaraghavacharya. If only this award scheme of ours had antedated another 10 years, a decade, I'm sure we would have had the privilege, the blessings to have conferred the award on him in the inaugural phase of the awards itself. And that which has been denied to us because of his early exit to the world beyond, wherever he is ensconced, I'm sure his blessings will be on his disciple, Kalyanavarma Ravamudacharya, and more importantly on this institution and all of us, for having brought his disciple to recognition on this platform. How we wish Kalyanavarma Ravamudacharya was present here today. He was scheduled to come. Everything was organized for him. And there was no reasons to believe 2 days before that he would not be able to make it. But then he got a severe low back pain to such an extent that he has to be completely given bed rest for not 1 or 2 days, for several weeks together. And therefore left with no option. He had to regret that he could not make it. And he had sent his worthy nephew all the way from Chennai to receive the award on his behalf. And as we honor him, we honor these two great hearts today. The three young artists who are being decorated with Sangeetha Shiromani today have shown great promise. The footprints on the sands of time that they have given are deep and impressionable. They inspire us to believe that they shall come of age, move out of their shadows, and emerge as the Mahavidwans or Vidushis of our living times and even beyond. And this award should mean nothing to them. The greater award is to be in the company of Dr. Umayalapuram Sivaraman, whose blessings they will be receiving today far more than the award, the titles and the honors that will come to them. Honors, titles and accolades are but small interjections in the musical journey of an artist. They are a compulsive necessity which become an evil when the artist runs after it. When they come unto the artist anayasam because of his merit and performance, then they become the motivating factor. They enthuse the artist, goad him to reach the highest levels of performance and take the art further. That is the purpose of this award. As I come to the end of my journey this evening, may the Jagannamata Kamakoti Kamakshi shed her grace on Dr. Sivaraman and Ravamudam Kalyanamudacharya. May they live long, as long as they would like to, as long as they are healthy, fit. Let them serve the cause of music. Let them ever remain the beacon of light, inspiring countless number of youngsters to join mainstream culture, mainstream art of this great country of ours. May the Jagannamata bless these three young artists too, and we too, so that we can draw a leaf from the life of nobility of the likes of Dr. Sivaraman and make our life sublime. Thank you and God bless.